But interestingly, in the section we're in at the moment, it's talking about the making of the Lord's natural divine. And then we have this further aspect, which you've brought in, which is the relationship of the rational and the natural, something that comes further down. But what I just wanted to point out was taking it into our process, rather than thinking of the Lord historically and what he was doing historically, but taking it into our process, what you have here is how the Lord makes what is his natural divine in us. Now, what is his natural? His natural is the letter of the word. And the process of engaging with the word is how we come to see that the word is divine. And so in a process sense, that is the Lord's glorification taking place continually within the human mind. And while we are given the experience of that, it is not us. It is the Lord. So it's not anything in us that's being made divine. It is the Lord within us that is being made divine. And what that means is that it's not that he is not divine. He is. What it is that we are coming to see that he is in fact divine, that the text itself is the Lord and that it is divine. And then when it's seen in that light, it has the power to transform us or anyone. But until that acknowledgement is made, it stays something that we exert control over rather than having it unfold within us and open us up to what is of heaven.